morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive, as you well know. I am Bill Sturgeon. In this period of time, we are doing, because we are Pittsfield Community Television and we are Pittsfield Community Radio, we want to let the committee know about the people who are running for public office in the city of Pittsfield. Why? Well, this is a very important election, and unfortunately, because it's midterm, it does not get a lot of play. So that said, I have to say this. This election, to me, is more important than the presidential election, really, because the city council and the school committee drive what's going to happen to me with taxes and all these for the next 2 years. So I would highly recommend and highly encourage you to get out and vote. Because if you know my saying, I've been saying it for years, if you don't vote, don't gripe, because nobody cares. With me today is Lawrence Klein. He is running. He's running for counselor at large. God bless. And Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. I'm good, thank you.
And I have to ask you this. Introduce yourself and tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Lawrence Klein, as you said. I joke I'm a recovering attorney. I've worked in the nonprofit field for a long time. My wife and I moved up to the Berkshires, to Pittsfield specifically, in 2006. Raised two kids here. One is Jacob Klein. He's a PHA senior who is running for school committee.
Yeah.
I had to get that plug in, a proud father.
Sure, I would.
And my daughter is a 10th grade PHS. They've gone through the public school system here, and we love it. And I've been involved, like I said, with nonprofits and want to get involved. I've always tried to get involved to make a difference. How can I improve the community? You know, I'm not a perfect person, but how can, you know, I use my skills, my compassion to help make the world a better place?
Excellent. And full disclosure, I've known Lawrence. We've worked out in a couple of places, or one place in particular, together for a long time. He's a wonderful person. And he believes. I've never known him, as me saying, the Irish mother would say, to spread malarkey. So welcome to the fray, I guess.
Thank you.
What talents or experience will you bring to the council?
I think it's my lifetime experiences. It's like I tell my kids, this gray came from living, you know, from, you know, I get some wisdom.
Yeah.
So, I bring it from thinking outside the box, bringing compassion, bringing people together, wanting to work together. There's too much shouting and hatred and yelling at each other.
Yeah.
That doesn't solve the problem. No. How do we solve the problems? And it's not always easy answers, because sometimes you have to look at the root causes of what's causing the issues and how do we solve those? Can we solve them? Some are going to be extremely tough and some are going to be easier. But it's that way of thinking. I think for the school committee, for city council, we need new blood, new people to get involved. You know, that's why I'm so proud of Jacob, because here he is, a high school senior wanting to do something.
Yeah,
And maybe that's an accomplishment of me to raise for my wife and I, probably more on my wife, of raising a child like that. But that's hopefully an example of wanting to really make a difference.
Also, because I worked a period of time in a not-for-profit, and I think most not-for-profits are caring for others in some form or another.
Correct.
And I think for myself, what I gained from working at UCP of Western Mass was a much softer heart.
Yeah.
I would have said head, but most people think I got a soft head anyhow. So some people think my brain is oatmeal, and I'm not disagreeing. But seriously, that was I think that's true. When you work for not-for-profits, it touches your heart because you see people sometimes in their worst conditions.
Yeah, and you know we have to be grateful for where we are, what we have.
Yeah.
Here you and I can get on this, you know, and do this Zoom, because we have, you know, electricity, we have food,
Wow.
we have water, we have housing, we have jobs. Look, there's so many people who don't. We have so many challenges in everyday life. We can't ignore them. We have to do our best to be good people to make a difference. I know I'm being repetitive, but that's really the core of it.
Yeah.
Is that, and how do we do that? How do we have compassion? How do we spread that compassion?
Yeah, and you know, it's okay to be sometimes repetitive because sometimes it takes more than one blow by somebody's ears for them to hear, listen to what you're saying. So thank you for that. And I
Yeah,
agree.
absolutely.
How do you, well, we just covered, but you know what you bring to the council, do you also bring a legal background?
I do.
And you know, there are other lawyers on the council, or one at least, and I think that adds some depth, because some people want to do things that they're wonderful sounding, but you have to couch them right, if you know
Correct.
what I mean.
Absolutely. And part of my strengths as an attorney, and I've done a lot of pro bono work, as you know as well,
Yes,
you know,
very much.
is contracts, negotiations.
Yeah.
So how do you work together to come to an agreement? Not everybody's going to win every point, but what can you get that moves the dial forward, right? How do you come together to come to a really good consensus that really makes a difference? It's not that I've got to get everything and you can't get anything. It's we how do we compromise?
And it's not personal. Sometimes
Correct.
through the years, I've watched the council. Bill wants this. Well, Lawrence doesn't like Bill. So while it's a good policy, I'm not going to
Right.
vote for it. You know, I think collegiality is what I'm hoping to see on the council. We have a lot of very challenging things ahead of us: housing,
Yeah.
mental health issues, addiction issues. Schools, opening, closing, rearranging the grade structure. There's so many things that are taking place.
Yes, indeed. And we can't solve every problem in the
No,
world, right? But
no.
how do we solve, or how do we help make a difference in our little world, our Pittsfield community, the Berkshire County
Yeah.
community? You know, how do we make that difference? How do we move and help?
And to me, that is a crucial part of local government. Is here. As I said, this election means more to me than the presidential. I mean, I vote in all of them, but I have no direct influence over the president. But I do have direct influence over my city councilor, my school committee person, the mayor, whatever.
Sure.
If elected, would you be willing to serve as an officer or chair of a committee?
Absolutely. That's my commitment to this.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that people may not know is that Jacob, my son, who's running for school committee,
Yeah.
decided, you know, when he was 17, he wanted to run for, actually much younger, but when he knew he could, decided to run for school committee and says, "Dad, let's do this together." And so I said, "Okay, if you want to be school committee, I'll run for counselor at large." And I'm enjoying this moment with my son.
Sure.
And I win no matter what happens. But when I decided to do this, if I win, I'm going to commit to it 100%. And whatever that takes, whatever role I need to be in, I will do.
And I thank you again for running. I thank you for getting, into this because, as you know, as I tell a lot of people, you're going in at a political or you're going into the public area, you have better develop the skin of an armadillo, because I can share that because I've gotten some really wonderful corrections
Been
about my being.
there, done that, so I'm good.
That goes with being a lawyer.
Exactly.
In your opinion, what do you believe are the most urgent concerns that need to be addressed over the next 2 years.
So
Could
the
solve them, but must be addressed.
right. Well, the things that when I was out and when I'm out campaigning, is especially with Jacob, is that the two things that keep coming up the most, predominantly the most, are the schools, the Pittsfield Public Schools, and taxes.
Yeah.
Those two things that keep coming up the most. So I think the, you know, we can't solve the rising cost of the food and you know, electricity and stuff, but what can we control? And those are the key issues. You know, I want to help. There's a homeless issue. How do we help? How do we help those people? There are different groups. Why are people homeless? And how can we help them? You know, the roads. How do we, you know, you know, I think they're doing a great job at trying to fix
Yeah,
the
I
roads
do too.
as fast as possible. And so I'm a little inconvenienced here and there because they're doing construction, but overall that's a good thing. I'd rather see the construction than trying to avoid all the potholes in the
Yeah.
road. Exactly. You know, or lose a tire or something. And so how do we do that? Food insecurity. These are all just, in my opinion, things that need to be dealt with, or how do we help? And it could be a partnership, you know, the city and a nonprofit, the
Yeah.
city and the state, you know, individuals. Looking at all these different, but again, going back to your original question, I think the two that have been talked to me is the schools and taxes. But there are a whole lot of other issues that need to be looked.
Oh, absolutely. But I think sometimes, if I may take a minute of
Sure.
your time, the taxes are generated, and I'm sure there's always ways you can cut and cut. But I kind of don't want to do it the way some other people are doing it.
Right.
But I do think the city could help itself. And if you get elected, I'm going to bug you about it.
Sure.
I would like to see a sheet because I work for an organization that twice a year they publish a sheet. This is what it costs us to have you.
Right.
And how much does it cost to have your garbage picked up? How much does it cost to have a 24/7 fire department standing to be at your house within 6 minutes, no matter where you live? How much does it cost for the police? How much does it cost for the school? And to me, when people see that, as opposed, I have friends that live in the towns. They pay for their sewer, they pay for their water, or they got to have drills or septic. They have to pay to have their garbage picked up. They have volunteer fire departments. So, I mean, I don't like paying taxes. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I
I
think
get it.
some of it can be justified.
Oh, I agree. I think some of it's a communication issue too. How do you
Exactly.
communicate?
That's. You probably
How
said
do
it
you
better.
Yeah, no, but
Be
how
a
do you
lawyer.
communicate?
Be a lawyer.
Recovering,
You are.
recovering.
Yeah.
How do you communicate that message so that people really understand? You know,
Yeah.
because again, like you, I want my roads fixed. I want a fire department. I want water, fresh water.
Yeah.
You know, I want all these things that can't be supplied if I'm not paying any taxes.
Yeah. Our parks. I mean, everybody loves our parks. Until the grass is an inch tall, and then they're on the phone calling the city councilor saying, "You see the grass at Herberg? It's an inch tall." Well, it's not an inch tall, dude. The guy just bought it. I see.
Right.
But I applaud you for those are these are issues. These are real issues. And taxes, we are, and I hear this all the time, and you and I are living examples of it. We are an aging community. Now, what does that mean? And how is the city going to continue to address an aging community? You know,
I agree. That's a very good question.
yeah, I mean, I see, you know, they took handicap parking spaces off of North Street, and then they said, we want more people on North Street. Well, a lot of the people, I don't know, I don't want to beat that horse to death, but, should you be elected, and this is even in your case, I think it's a valid question. How many hours a week do you think you're going to have to devote to this job? And it is a job.
No, I'm lucky. I'm semi-retired. You know, I've been lucky in life, worked hard,
Yeah.
still work, part-time at Darrow School. So I'm going to put in the amount of time that's needed. I would assume, I see, people like Pete White has a full-time job, has a life, and he's the president of the council. He's a great guy and a good counselor. So modeling after that, like if he can do his job well, as he does in that amount of time, I should be able to do it too.
Pete White is I don't know how he does it. I don't know what, same with Pete Marchetti. I don't know when they sleep.
Right, exactly.
They're at every event. Pete White takes care of his mommy. But I have to ask that question because I think some people don't fully grasp, especially with the council and the school committee.
Right.
These are like other jobs,
Correct.
and
Think
the,
it's a good time in my life to be able to do it.
yes, that's a good way of putting it. So you'll have the time, and because for the viewers, as you just heard, Lawrence is semi-retired, and so I the council, being part of the council, what I look for are people who will be collegial, not argumentative for the sake of being argumentative.
Correct.
And I've known Lawrence a long time, and I do see him as that kind. And I
Me too.
also see him as a person, that can lead that kind of collegiality.
Thank you.
Well,
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
hoping I
I
can
have
contribute.
worked in a place where it was sometimes was boom, batting heads. But as the city grow, what would you look at to expand that tax base? Bringing in new business. I've been watching the meetings for a long time, and
Right.
I say this not in a derogatory way, but we have to be more inviting to people willing to come here.
Yeah. I think it's two things: being more inviting, but also really communicate all the things that we have to offer. When
Exactly.
I moved here, when Sarah and I moved here in 2006, people are like, "You're moving to Pittsfield? You crazy? Go to Lenox, Williamstown, Great Barrington." And I'm like, Pittsfield has so much to offer. And they're like, really? And yeah, sometimes living in a space for so long, or doing anything for a period of time, you really lose sight of all that there is to offer. And Pittsfield has so much to offer. How can we get that message out there? How can we talk about this is a great, beautiful
Right.
location, the services that are available, the different, places to shop, the nonprofits that serve all, different groups. It's all here. We have it. And it's a great place to live and work.
It really is. I've lived all over the world, and excuse me, and I find this is home. Pittsfield's a unique community in that if your house burns down, people have a fundraiser for you at the GEAA or the Pittsfield Country Club or Berkshire Hills to raise thousands. If you have a sick kid, same thing, to send your kid to Boston or whatever, and you got to stay at, what are they, $700 a night now. And Pittsfield is unique, and I think you're right. I don't think we promote ourselves for all the good that we have. A Boys Club second to none.
Yeah,
Right,
exactly.
a YMCA, a girls and club, a library that's phenomenal,
Yes, absolutely.
with an archive section that's unheard of in a lot of places. So, how would you encourage the council to promote the city more?
Just get out there, try to find people that are not as aware of Pittsfield or even who are here in Pittsfield, companies, and talk to them. Show them around. Take them to Arrowhead and let them sit at Herman Melville's desk, where he wrote
Yeah.
Moby Dick, looking at that view. It's amazing. Talk about, the Berkshire Humane Society, Volunteers in Medicine, like you said, the library, the Berkshire Museum, great
Yeah.
little museum.
Oh,
Take him to a
phenomenal.
show at, take him to the show, the Colonial, Barrington Stage. So there are so many opportunities to showcase Pittsfield that we as individuals take that on as like,
Yeah.
leaders of host or hosting, the this the hosting here. So anytime that we know somebody's coming in or interested in doing business here, how can we be a part of that?
Yeah, those are excellent things, and I try to do that with this little show, and through Facebook and other things, because right now Pittsfield can grow. We have plenty of places to grow.
Sure.
We have two beautiful lakes, mountain hiking trails, Ashuwatuck Trail, and so yeah, those are selling points. I can remember when. This is an aside. Albany, they were trying to recruit people to Albany. I wouldn't go to Albany, but I probably shouldn't say. But what did they sell? They sold all the amenities that Albany had. Not Albany.
Right.
But I got myself in trouble there. Well. Before we get to closing statement, I would like to also just. You have such a solid background. Just kind of highlight that a little bit from your legal, not-for-profit work, pro bono work. Just kind of make that a little tighter.
Sure. Well, when I lived in the city, I was an attorney in the dot-com boom. And to make a long story very short, on the morning of September 11th, 2001, I woke up. My wife, Sarah, was teaching that morning. She was doing home visits, and I had a meeting in the towers. And the company I worked for was right around the corner from the tower. So I decided I'm a big shot. I don't have to walk to work and then walk to the meeting at the towers, I can walk our dog and give my wife a little bit more time. So as I'm walking my dog, I'm outside, and see the second plane crash into the tower. Didn't know what it was, I just saw the explosion. And the company I worked for went out of business. And at the same time, I was starting a nonprofit called the Museum of Comic and Cartoon Art.
That's what I want you to do.
And then focused my efforts on the museum as a way to help better the community, which really needed something like that. And it ended up being the first nonprofit to move downtown as part of the downtown revitalization. We started an art festival downtown that still goes on to this day. And so that was just my impetus to really get involved and give back to the community. And it worked and it was great. Unfortunately, all that stuff we were breathing in affected my wife's health. And so we moved up here to get her healthy. And then I started, again, up here trying to find us. We had our two kids up here, and I worked at Darrow School for, over 15 years, a little gap in between, and doing a lot of pro bono work for artists and creators as well.
That is Lawrence Klein, my friends.
Thank you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm on the board of the Berkshire Art Association, and I've been involved with other nonprofits up here, create exhibits, and just try to have some fun with the community and giving back.
You certainly are a contributor, and I've known that for
Thank
many
you.
years.
Thank
Lawrence,
you.
why should people vote for Lawrence Klein? And then we'll come to a close. But thank you for coming on. Thank you
Thank you.
for running.
Thank
Thank
you.
you
Yes.
for running. You and I know that's how the system has to work. Good people have
Exactly.
to run.
Yeah. I've won no matter what. I've got to do this with my son. So
Yeah.
my closing statement is an endorsement of Jacob Klein for school committee. And I just want to share our compassion, our love for this community, and strive to make a difference.
Lawrence Klein, to Mrs. Klein, tell her she's earned sainthood. But I thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you for coming on. And I would like to just also say to everyone watching, please vote. Please. I know I sound like a broken record, but I don't want to see 14% or 18 or 21%. I want to see 70%. That's what I want. This is election that could increase or decrease our taxes, do something with our schools. And if you don't vote, this is my motto. If you don't vote, don't gripe. Lawrence Klein, God bless you
You
and
too.
your
Thank you.
wonderful family. And thank you once again for running. Folks, have a good one and stay tuned. More to come.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention recognizes that everyone has a role at saving lives. Through ongoing discussion and education, we may be able to recognize the warning signs and understand how to confidently address the subject of suicide in order to save lives. It takes just one person to offer hope and save a life. Contact the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention at berkshirecoalition.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. As you know, we have made a concerted effort to interview all of the candidates running for office, school committee and city council. And we've knocked on wood. We're doing pretty good. And I have with me today someone who is running for re-election. I've counseled her, but she's still going to run. Her name is Elisa Costa. And I will tell you, she's a good person. And again, she's running for re-election. First and foremost, Elisa, thank you. Thank you for running again, because that's what makes the system work. And I wish you good luck. And I've done that to all of the folks. Mm-hmm. But take as much time as you want and explain to me how you made this decision to run for re-election.
I'm not done yet. Bill, I ran with a vision of what I wanted to do, and I think, as probably any incumbent will tell you, it takes a little while to learn the ropes. You go in expecting government works one way, and it works a little differently.
You think?
So now, as you know, I'm somebody who looks at systems. And
Yes,
one of
sir.
the reasons I ran, I said, some of the systems in the city don't work for people. And so I've been spending this time trying to figure out the levers, for lack of a better word, that
Yeah.
we could change that could make it work better. And that happens through connecting with constituents who are struggling. And the point is to see where they struggle and make some small changes, and see where that takes us. So I'm now starting to see where those points are. It's unfortunate it takes almost a whole term to figure that out, but I want to make those changes, and so I'm gonna keep plugging away at it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. Thank you. Jimmy McCaffrey, the late great Jimmy McCaffrey, God rest his soul. He used to say, "Took me a year to find out where the restroom was after I got elected."
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, no.
There's no signs on the staff restrooms in the city hall.
That's how only the staff knows. That's why.
Only the staff knows, yes.
But all kidding aside, give while you've been in office, tell folks what your real life job is, because that will dovetail into what you just said.
Yeah. So right now, and I started about halfway through my first year, I'm working for an organization called Wayfinders. They're a large housing provider in the Pioneer Valley in Springfield, and they provide housing everything from emergency shelter to first-time home buyers, and they build, develop, manage affordable housing throughout Hampton and Hampshire counties. And I'm a policy analyst and project manager. So I have had the privilege of learning so much about housing policy, how housing gets built, why it's not being built fast enough. And I'm able to bring that back to Pittsfield, which is,
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be able to do that.
And aside, but we are facing our own homeless, shelterless, crisis ourselves.
Yes.
And I've watched you, and you bring some rationale to the kind of sometimes irrational discussions about how, especially at open mic and after open mic. And I think it's your expertise that helps us focus on that. And I say that, and I mean that. That's why I
Thank
say.
you. Yes, it's a really, really challenging
Oh.
subject. There's so many stakeholders that are impacted so greatly by this. Like, housing really is a linchpin for our region for so many things.
Yep.
But within our community, of course, people are passionate. They are deeply impacted, whether you are
Yeah.
literally living on the street and not feeling safe or not feeling connected to our community, or you're a business owner struggling to. I see the business owners on North Street really struggling, every business owner.
Is
It's
struggling.
so tough right now, and we have an economy that makes it really hard here to run a business. And I deeply admire all of our small business owners for all that they bring to our community. Downtown is lively, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
But understanding that the people who are speaking to us, whether they're sending me an email or calling or speaking at open mic, they are impacted. And so, of course, it's more than just a numbers game. It's people's livelihood feels threatened in all directions. And it is something that is not just happening here. It's a huge systemic challenge that has multiple factors go into it. It's not just if we build homes. It's not just if we could raise wages. It's mental health, it's substance use, which is entirely separate,
Yeah.
but it's all intermingled. And trying to figure out what we need to do first and what direction to go in, and making sure that all those sectors are working together is what makes that happen. And so that means that the city, if we want to tackle this, we have to be the convener of those sectors.
I want to thank you for expounding and expanding. It's not just a place to live. We have to look at the person who's going to be living in the place. What services may they need? Maybe they've been hard working, they just, or maybe they have an alcohol or a drug addiction or a mental health issue. I'm glad you brought that because you're an expert. I'm just a guy on the radio, but I've been very familiar, been not studying it, but aware of it for several years. Homelessness, even in Pittsfield, it goes back.
Absolutely. As
It's
long as
this
I
isn't
live
a
here,
new phenomenon, let
this
us
is
say.
not new, unfortunately. Some of the symptoms are a little bit newer, but this is a deep-rooted problem. This is not something that's easy to solve, and I commend the city, both councilors and the mayor, for wanting to tackle it and being brave enough to try it and tackle it, because these are not easy conversations.
No.
And it's going to take a little bit of bravery and sitting in all of this discomfort to get to where we need to be.
Well, thank you for doing it. And again, thank you for running and knowing all this, and you still are running. Wow. What do you believe? Excluding homeless for now, but what do you believe are the biggest challenges the city is facing over the next 2 years?
I mean, the root cause of that homelessness is housing. We have a housing crisis throughout the region, throughout the state. So that is one, I think, and that is a linchpin for everything. It's education, it's and business development. I think those are two huge things that will fix some of the, if we can get those things going, it addresses some of the symptoms, which are our infrastructure and services that we really struggle to provide and maintain within our city because of the tax base. And so, if we can build enough housing to so that we can attract workers who can find a place to live, we won't have a declining population. We'll create more job opportunities. Increase incomes, like it's all interconnected, which makes it so hard to solve. But we can do that. There is a path forward.
And you're so right, we can do it, but it's not a quick fix. We don't want to stumble into that mistake, just to appease. It has to be a methodical, because it has to be financed. I
And
mean,
there are small things we can do, but they're not going to be the thing that goes up. Oh, it's all fixed.
silver bullet.
We'll have to look for the glimmers, as they say, small things that start to change.
Well, good luck to you and your race.
Thank you.
If reelected, how best do you think the city can deal with these challenges?
We have to partner with the state. There's no way that we alone can find the resources to solve these problems. It costs a ton of money, as I've said on the show with you previously, to build a unit of housing.
Unbelievable.
Insane. It's about $450,000 per unit. And once, we live in a capitalist world, so once a developer wants to develop, they usually have to take out a mortgage or borrow money. And in order to pay back that loan, they have to get a certain amount for rents. And so if the people in our region don't make as much as the people in Boston, but it costs the same to build, and it's why we're building so slowly here, and it's so frustrating. The only thing that's brought these new 100 units on has been ARPA funds. This is a once in a generation investment for our city. But now what? that's not enough. We need like 2,000 units in the Berkshires right now to meet the current demand. So what do we so what do? We have to partner with the state. We have to change some zoning. We've done a lot of that already.
Yes.
Kudos to the Community Development Board and the Community Development Department to
Exactly.
make it easier to identify properties to build on. We have to also be a community that is saying, yes, build housing here. And I think we are eligible for some funding that other communities in the region are not. We're a housing choice community by the state. We are a gateway city, and there's other funding that we can access. And I think the city has done a great job in doing that, but we need more investment from the state.
And that again is that's up to our local politicians to tweak our Boston politicians to get up and get us money.
It's yes, so it's I'm readily and often speaking with Rep. Tricia Farley Bouvier and Senator Paul Mark, the delegation in the area. We as city council, and we've done that several times this year, where we've put in resolutions to send our support for state legislation. When the Secretary of Housing and Livable Communities comes out, we are constantly talking to him. I know the mayor is. But yes, the Affordable Homes Act, which was passed last year, which is a huge housing bond bill, needs to be fully invested. And we need those dollars here. So we need to keep an eye on the state and make sure that they're doing that.
I have a question. I've asked several of the other candidates, and I'll ask you.
Yes.
What is your feeling on the police and fire remaining in civil service?
We are facing some tough challenges related to recruitment and retention of those positions. I think it's tough because we're in a budget situation where overtime is a huge challenge and we have these big unions, but we need to make sure that the people serving our community are set at a certain standard. And so I'm going to say that we continue civil service. I know it makes it challenging.
It makes it costly.
And it's costly,
It's
yeah.
very costly. And so I have to say it, whenever I see the chiefs go up for their budget,
I
and
know.
someone on the council says, "What? This overtime is exorbitant." Well,
Yes.
yeah, because I've got five people to fill 20 positions. So that's I'm not running, but
I
my
could probably have my mind. I could probably have my mind changed. I've been going back and forth on this for a little while. We're not up there yet. But it's something that, I'll look at other communities and
A
sort
lot
of
of them have
figure
gotten
out.
out in this area and are
Yeah.
old. The
Yeah. A
other
lot of them
pieces, and
also
I'll leave
pay
it.
more.
I'll leave it. With unions today, see, civil service was the protection of the civil servants.
Yes.
Now we have unions. When I was on, we could only have an association, and thereafter they form you. I think the unions give as much protection. My concern is, how do you get to the police academy? The police academy will weed you out.
Yes.
The basic, okay. But it's just another thing to think about, as if should you get reelected, because it's becoming, and we have my guess, and I don't know this for a fact, I should have checked with Chief Dolly. We are going to be looking at several retirements over the next 2 years. And can we wait a year, 14, 18 months to get them replaced?
I know that the police are very busy,
Very busy.
and yet at the same time, we are seeing a decrease in crime. So I know that there are a lot of calls related to the police that really don't necessarily need police force. And that's why I support the the work of the co-responders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do too.
Yeah, because we're not seeing a large amount of violent crime anymore, and situations where we need police. Police are doing wellness checks. They're doing, they're responding to a number of situations that are not, life-threatening. They are here to protect and serve. They're doing a great service to our community. But we have, I think when I speak to officers and I've spoken with the chief, there are things they wish they didn't have to go out to. They want to focus on criminal activity
Police work.
to keep us safe. And so I think that there's a way that we can manage that. But it's a system, right? So we need to restructure the system and figure out what belongs with police, what we can do in other ways.
Right.
And I'm not saying to pawn it off on a much cheaper salary, right? Social workers are extremely valuable and extremely underpaid. And so we can make this work, but we have to be willing to see those changes. I support our police and the work that they do for us. And I want them to be able to focus on their jobs and have other experts focus on some other issues in the city. We should, because it's the only place we can call right now when we think that there's an emergency. There's no place else to go. So I think that that's going to take some time, but that's the direction we should be going in. And I support the mayor's effort to continue to add co-responders.
Thank you for that. I do too. And I also would like to put out a loud and shout. I listen to the scanner because I'm an old man and I don't have a life. But between the fire and the police and the ambulance, it's going all the time, and hats off to the fire department, their first responders, their EMTs. I can't say enough about them, and the same with the ambulance companies. They're a credit to the city of Pittsfield. I want to
Absolutely.
ask you before we go out of run out of time. I want to ask you, what do you find the most rewarding part of being a counselor?
It's problem solving. It's having a resident reach out to me with a problem. It's usually because they don't know how to navigate the system. And so being able to solve those issues with them, connecting them to the right people at the city. But I'm finding my constituent meetings really rewarding.
Good.
I've been almost monthly. It's been hard to keep up. Bringing two constituents, department heads. So the department heads come out into the community for my community meetings at local restaurants and shops and nonprofits and introduce themselves. It's making those connections so folks
Exactly.
can understand how the city works a little better and feel more connected to each other. I think that's been really, really valuable, and I can't wait to do more of it. In fact, this coming Wednesday, I have Jeff Clemens, the building commissioner, meeting me at Panera on Merrill Road, and we will be there at 6 p.m. to speak with constituents and see what happens.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And as a plug for, I love Panera. In this one, what do you find the most challenging?
The most challenging is the debate. We have this open meeting law. That means I shouldn't be deliberating with my fellow counselors on issues that come before city council. So oftentimes, I want to have these rich conversations and I'm in front of a camera, in front of sometimes an audience. I want to know how they feel. And sometimes they don't speak until they vote. And I'm trying to learn how to have those conversations while we have to follow the rules of through the chair to counselor or through the chair to the petitioner.
See, I never thought a chair had any status, but it does. I talked to a
And
chair. I got a chair right here. I had a conference with this morning.
or so to say through the president. And so I want to have these rich debates. And I started out with doing statements, and I'm like, that's not where I want to be. I want to learn. And I have to say, I have learned from every single counselor in the last year and a half
Good
or
for you.
more.
That's
Yes,
cool.
every one of them has said something insightful. Some of them have changed my mind on votes in the middle of our debate, and I want more of that. And I think that's what our city deserves and our residents deserve, that we are engaged in the discussion and we're learning from each other because we all have very unique perspectives.
Yes, you do. And I think that's a blessing to the city because
Absolutely.
I'm old enough to remember the rubber stamps. But right now I see lively debate. My only caution, and it's just my opinion, and the views and opinions on this program are mine, all of my guests, that whole thing. Sometimes I would caution counselors to be respectful to the people, whether it's a department head or a business owner or somebody trying to come into the city. So, don't be accusatory or aggressive or too assertive if you're trying to solicit information. And I'll just say that because I've been through a more interrogation and interviewing co class courses than and I think I was trained by some of the best. And those are some of the things you're not going to get blood from a rock if you keep hitting the rock.
It is a challenge. I think sometimes people get frustrated. I mean, we're human beings. We can't always be perfect. Everybody wants us to be cordial. And that is just as an everyday life, a challenge for city councilors. I think if in all relationships we go through this and understand we're all trying to do the best for our city, hopefully that we can continue that.
All I can tell you is, before I give you turn the mic over to you to tell the people why they should vote for you. Excuse me. But I wish you the best. Like I said, and I have to say this, I've said it on every broadcast. If you don't vote in this election, then don't gripe. That's my standard. Don't vote, don't gripe. Because you've given up the right to gripe. Voting in these elections, these little elections, not the big ones, these little, they are directed at us. The city council is going to make decisions on a whole plethora of things. The school committee is going to make a decision on all the stuff involving our kiddos. It's nice to say, well, I voted in the presidential election, and I'm happy you did. But now I want you to vote in this election. It's very important that we get the people in there. We're interviewing all of them. As I said 1,000 times, I don't care who you vote for, as long as you vote intelligently. Know the people, know who you're voting for. Just like people, why don't you run, Bill? You got such nice hair. Well, because I'm bald. That's why I don't run. No, I don't run because, as I told one person, I don't run for anything. I run from everything. Alyssa, you got 3 to 4 minutes to tell us why we should vote for Alyssa Costa.
Thank you. I want to reiterate what you said, how important it is to be involved in local elections, because the world feels crazy right now. And the only real control we have is right here in our community. So take that opportunity because there are people counting on you to not vote.
Right.
So we need to make sure that you are out there voting. So make a plan and be out there and vote and bring 10 of your friends. The other thing I would say is We're not done yet. The city, I believe, even in these, I'm going to use this term, these challenging times, we are on the upswing. We have so many new businesses that have opened in the last couple of years. We have new housing coming online. Our downtown is more vibrant than when I moved here, and we still have so much to do. So let's work together to make that happen. And what that means is continuing to build relationships between residents and government. This is a conversation. This isn't something that happens to you. This is a conversation we need to have so that I understand your values and needs, and so we make this city work for you. And so I'm going to continue to, when I look at issues before me, make sure that the people I've spoken with are in the front of my mind, and I am addressing those concerns. And often the people who do not get out to meetings or do not get the opportunity to call me, but those who are working three jobs, taking care of kids, just trying to get by, need to be understood and heard there. And then I want to look and make sure that our city is more equitable every day in that respect. So making sure the city works for you. If there's a process that you're going through, whether you're getting building permits or trying to pay a bill and it's not working for you, I want to make sure that that's getting better. And I want to make sure that everybody in Pittsfield who lives here belongs here. We are connected to each other, and we are standing together in whatever the future holds so that we are better together.
Alyssa, I can't wish you thank you for again running, and because that's a big deal. It takes hours away from your life if you're committed, and I know from past instances with you, you are committed. And I thank you for running. I wish you the very best of luck, and all I can say is, again, I know I re repeat myself, but that comes with my age. Please, please, please vote.
Vote.
These 14, 18, 22, 23%, that's ridiculous. So, my motto, and you all know it now, don't vote, don't gripe. Alyssa, thank you for being here, and I wish you the very best of luck, as I do everyone. And folks, please, please, please vote. Thanks, kiddo. Good
Thanks.
luck.
Take care.
Bye-bye.